Dressed in an ermine-trimmed grey damask robe, with an English-style gable hood and a crimson kirtle underneath, the slight, dark-haired woman took her final walk. She went out of the Queen's lodgings, past the Great Hall, through Cole Harbour Gate, and along the western side of the White Tower to the black-draped scaffold. The constable of the Tower of London, Sir William Kingston, helped her up the scaffold steps, and she stepped forward to address the waiting crowd. Her coal-black eyes flitted over the crowd. As her gaze met those of her enemies, Thomas Cromwell, Charles Brandon, Henry Fitzroy, and Thomas Audley, she didn't so much as flinch. The people fell silent as they gazed at their queen, Anne Boleyn, who one witness described as being never so beautiful. The queen took a deep breath and spoke.